K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning and happy Friday to you. Good morning. Happy Friday to you as well. Definitely a bit of a gloomy morning. And maybe it makes sense why they rescheduled the car show. I don't know what that's going to turn into, if rescheduled is next year or rescheduled is later this year or whatnot, but yeah, interesting. Did John call you to tell you that it was canceled, or was I the only one that gave you that information?
John and I were texting on another subject, and then you text me, and then he texted me like almost right before that or something. It had been postponed. He said that they put a lot of work into it, so they didn't want it to really go to waste, so they didn't cancel it. So hopefully in another few days or a week they'll have it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on that yet, but yeah, I guess that'll come out soon. All right, so are you still coming out to the picnic then?
Yes, still coming out. I've been in contact with some people. They said they would be there, like PJ. I heard that Scott Schrader is going to be there, and some other people. So I want to come out and see some people.
I was actually at a one point early on thinking, oh, do I need to go? I probably don't need a big dinner, but then I started thinking about, okay, who's going to be there? Who haven't I talked to in a while? So I'm kind of in the same situation where, once I get there, I'll be glad that I showed up, and it'll be nice to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, I know that Ken Grambo from the machine shop is usually there. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, so that'll be nice. I hope he's there. I should text him to see if he's going to be there. And maybe some other people that I haven't seen in a long time.
The longer we were there, the more we have this list in our heads of who's retired and who we hope to see. Kathleen just retired within the past couple weeks, and I don't know if she'll be there, hopefully. I know you guys always chatted, right?
Yeah, we always did. We definitely had similar views on a lot of subjects. Plus, we had grandchildren who were about the same age, so we would compare, I won't say compare, but share stories about our grandchildren at that same age. So, that would be cool if she's there.
What's going on for the weekend?
We've got the Tran kids over for tonight. I'll be leaving them here with Karen while I go to the picnic for a couple hours. And then my daughter and son-in-law are picking them up around 10 or 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll probably take a rest for the afternoon. They do tend to wear me out. Speaking of wearing out, I did figure out how to do my mail merge. It was still a copy and paste, but it worked. Went a lot quicker, and I got that done. And then I was working on my 3D printer a little bit yesterday, and I had an oozing issue that I've got to address.
Oozing at the beginning of the print or oozing during the print?
So it looks like there's burnt plastic coming from, I won't say the top, but there's like a big heat sink on there. And then there's the hot end where the cartridge is. It's coming in between there oozing out down the side and burning. and dripping into the print. I did an adjustment on my V offset. I was doing some research on that, and I fixed that. I ran a print, and everything seemed fine, so I ran a slightly bigger print. I should have checked temperature first. I think I was running too hot for the PLA. I was running at 210.
210, not the end of the world. Maybe too hot for that. For that filament, but shouldn't be too bad. Depending on where it's leaking out, it sounds like you may not have a sealed interface between like the top of the nozzle and the heat break. Or you've got the little Bowden tube comes in, goes in, should go into a heat break somewhere in there, depending on the style, come into the hot end and then go into the nozzle. It sounds like there's a gap in there. Is it squeezing out the threads of the heat break or the nozzle?
I think it's leaking at the heat break. I got to take the cover off again to get a good look at it, but I think that's because you can see it running down the side of the hot end. So something's not tight. You're right. Something, you know, this was a brand new nozzle, whole new assembly that I put on, I don't know why it started leaking. So something loosened up on me.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're learning a lot about how the mechanics of that machine work, and solving all the issues one at a time. You'll be a master of that piece of hardware in no time. All right, this is K2PCB. I think we have others waiting in the wings. I'll pass the microphone. K2PCB.
KC2MVM. Good morning, everybody. How are we all doing?
I am doing good.
Good morning, Jack. Doing good. How about you?
It's picnic day. Not doing too bad. Ended up going to WQSO last night. Hung out there till midnight. I get a text from Jennifer, like, it's a school night, so I had to run home. But Dave and I, the president, were talking for quite a bit afterwards.
Yeah, I had thought about going to W2SO last night, I was feeling a little tired. I'd been busy all day. Didn't sleep good the night before because of being so warm, so I went to bed early. Hopefully next week I can be there.
Kind of excited for the picnic. I decided I'm going to go and go from there.
I haven't seen that pickup truck that had the doors removed to get a closer eyeball on that. I was just thinking about that as I'm coming up into here.
I'll see if I can look up any of the driveways and see if it might be in there, unless the authorities came and claimed it, took it away.
A lot of things, especially being near that that corner by us there. You've got the bar. Somebody could have been there the night before, left it behind to pick up the next day. A lot of possibilities. But yeah, I'm glancing around myself. I'm not seeing it.
Sorry, I was imbibing some coffee.
Okay, I was just pulling into the parking lot. Yeah, I was telling Lynn, because we have a double birthday party to go to on Saturday. Two people, same place, so that's good. And I was saying, you know, I don't think we're going to go kayaking this weekend. I planted the seed for a POTA activation, but I'm not sure where yet. If it's nice enough, I wouldn't mind getting out on the lake or something somewhere, but... Yeah, we'll have to see.
Hey, Travis, which park are you thinking about activating?
I know we were talking about at one point going back to Golden Hill State Park, doing the boat launch side of it. We could, we could do Wilson Tuscarora. I could do Darien Lake, that's close. I think it's going to be dependent on what else Lynn wants to do and or the weather. Because if it's raining, I'm not gonna drag everything out. Setting up at Knox Farm Soccer Field actually worked out sort of okay. Location-wise was good. The propagation wasn't the greatest that day. I got enough contacts for a full activation, but I think I only had two contacts that were out of the country. I don't count Canada as out of the country, which you know, kind of is, but off the continent. But anyway, I'm not 100% sure yet. Were you gonna set up your antenna and try to contact me from there?
No, I don't. I don't have an antenna yet. I gotta get that done. I gotta get the wire run. But I'm gonna. Ross says he's got some connectors for me for my RG213. So we gotta see how that works.
And I do. I brought him with me today. Good morning. KC2PET.
Good morning, Ross. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing pretty good. I didn't want to butt in. Just want to tell you I had the connectors, and I usually let Travis and Jeff sign.
But you and Travis used to talk all the time until Jeff and I came on board.
True, but there's more people to talk to now, so spread the information. There's you're the one that's learning the most. I don't mind if you and Travis talk more. Besides, I wait a little bit further on. But turn over to Travis. He's the one ready to go into the going to work.
It took me a second to figure out who you were there, Ross. I didn't recognize the voice. It's been so long. funny. Yeah, don't feel like you can't pop in there. Just jump in anytime. Normally it's just idle chit chat. Some days more profound than others. But I assume you're going to the picnic later today.
Yep, I'll be there. I got brass connectors. Catch up with some old friends I haven't seen in probably a year.
That's exactly what we were talking about. So we're all looking forward to it. And I've heard no rumor of steak and lobster, so I'm gonna assume chicken, corn. What do they do? Like some kind of sausage, tortellini. And either way, it'll be good. All right, I've got 6:45, so I'm going to run, and I'll talk to everyone later. This is K2PCB, 73.
73's KC2NVM, please.
Jeff and Brad, we'll see you at the work and at the picnic. Well, Brad, I got your connectors, like I said before. I did measure your coax that you just bought. It should fit. I'll go through real quick with you how to install them. They're pretty easy to do.
So these are a little bit different type than I would use on the RG58, I take it.
Well, they're not. They're solderable. You can solder on these versus the other ones. I think yours are crimped, so I will. I'll go through it with you how to solder them on. They're pretty easy. They go through, I guess it's kind of like so they're, seal in the RF, so to speak. So they're, like I said, you got to put the collar, one collar on that goes for your ground, and then the other collar, then they screw the other sleeve on, and the sleeve behind that sleeve screws on, and then, which makes your connection to the radio, and then you solder the center pin, and then you're done.
Okay, doesn't sounds pretty straightforward, but yeah, to have you walk me through it should be good. I haven't tried using my stripper yet. This is pretty big. I'm wondering if I'm going to need to buy a different stripper, or because I don't really want to damage the braid at all.
Depending on the size, you may be able to. There's a couple different ways that this connector works. Sometimes you can slide the shielding back over the insulation, and then, like I said, there's different adapters that go on, which slide over that, and then you screw it in. I mean, it's hard to describe to you. It's easier in person to show you.
Oh yeah, that makes total sense. So sometimes you just gotta visibly see it. Is that a redundancy? Just so that you, yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, we'll go over it at the picnic. That'll be cool.
I had to go hunt for him last night. Good thing I did. And there was no way I might not have been able to find him. I looked, but there weren't a normal spot where the rest of it. I have a box of connectors. They weren't there. I'm like, where? I go, I have my Motorola's, I have my BNC's, you know, I have all of my different variations, you know, my hand connectors. I'm like, where are my UHF or PL259? I'm like, where are those? I'm looking all over the place. I'm like, I can't find them. I'm like, where did they go? And of course, they weren't where I left them. But I was just looking for something else. It took one. But I found them, and they, like I said, I grabbed four of them. I still have a lot of 41 left, so I'm all set there. So, yep, I'll bring them over. I don't know what time you're thinking about getting there. I was thinking about getting at the picnic around, I don't know, 4 o'clock-ish.
I thought when I talked to Julie Kokoda a couple weeks ago, that it was going to start around 2:30. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's for the people that start at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's for those people. They can go early. You know, I guess they're serving dinner, I want to say it earlier too, I think this time. Yeah, I think that the early starts for the early people that come in. I asked that question. I thought maybe I could get out early, but no, they're not letting us. I gotta leave at 3:30. So I figure by the time I got my pair of shorts, temperature permitting, if it's going to be warm, I'll wear my shorts. If it's not, I'll just leave my jeans on. But yeah, I should be over there around 4 o'clock by the time I get out. Everything's buttoned up at work.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the temperature now. Around, it's going to be in the mid to upper 70s, according to my weather app, which I think is from the Weather Channel. I don't know how good that is, but yeah, it's going to be around the mid 70s and potentially rain right around 4 o'clock. Go figure.
Yeah, I usually do the Weather Underground app. You can get actually weather stations local. I don't do the Weather Channel thing. I don't know where they grab their temperature, I think, from the airport, which is, I think, it's skewed sometimes. Because what they report and then what I report sometimes are like a good 3 or 4 degrees off, and that can make a difference. Yeah, so I stick to either my local, my own weather station, or I pick it, or I find an app that has like the local weather stations that report their information on the internet.
Yeah, I got, because there's times that Karen and I and other people have talked, my weather is definitely different than theirs. So I'll have to see which weather app she's running. I used to do Weather Underground on one of my phones, but when I got this one, doing the weather's just, I think it defaulted to the Weather Channel. I'll have to look in to see if I can change that.
Oh, you should be able to. You can just delete their app and put the one that you want on. I had to do that for my dad. His was doing that. He didn't want the Weather Channel. I'm like, okay, we'll put something else on there. So I think that's actually the one we went to, Weather Underground. I think that was the one we went to.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that one of these times when I have some free time. You probably heard, I was talking to Travis, I'm having a little difficulty with my print head on my printer. It's oozing from places it shouldn't.
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces. I had to get gas today, so I heard the beginning of that and then the end of that when I went to go get fuel this morning. It only dropped, the fuel prices only went down 1 cent. Like, whoopee. It's going to save me a whopping, 10 gallons? Well, 10 cents. I guess that's better than nothing.
Yeah, I've noticed the gas prices. They started coming down and they went back up, and hopefully they come back down soon enough. Yeah, because I'm in the same boat as you. It cost me between $50 and $60 to fill up from about a half a tank.
Yep, we got about the same size tank, I think. I think your truck and mine. I don't know. I feel for the younger generation. Yeah, they're the ones that's suffering. Especially, the 30s and 20-year-olds, they're the ones that are just struggling to get out of apartments. They want to buy houses, but they can't because of the price. It's ridiculous. But, all right, Brad, it's that time. I will see you at the picnic. KD2DDQ, this is KC2PET. 73, I'll see you there.
KC2PET, this is KD2DDQ, 73 to you. Have a great day at work, and I will see you at the picnic. And I am clear of this channel for today.